Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Federal Reserve is eyeing another interest rate hike in September. A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't quite clear yet. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house, car, or other big-ticket item. A blistering heat wave felt across the Southwest is showing no signs of letting up. Phoenix hit 110 degrees yesterday for a record-tying 18th consecutive day. Temperatures of at least 115 degrees are in the forecast for the next several days. Meantime, tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California and Nevada. Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of next week, from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. The El Nino weather pattern is expected to last into the winter. Two whistleblowers with inside information on the Hunter Biden case are heading to Capitol Hill.
Two IRS whistleblowers alleging interference by the Justice Department in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden are scheduled to testify at a House hearing this week. House Republicans organized the Wednesday hearing after IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley made those allegations public. Both the lead U.S. attorney in Hunter Biden's case and Attorney General Merrick Garland have denied the claims. Hunter Biden reached a deal last month to plead guilty in the tax and gun case, accepting about 2 years of probation and enrolling in a diversion program. I'm John Schaefer.
The man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents on social media is asking to be let out of jail. Jack Teixeira's lawyers made the argument yesterday, pointing out that he's charged with the same federal counts as presidential candidate Donald Trump, whose release was not opposed by prosecutors. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Gilco Beach serial murder suspect is on suicide watch. According to Long Island police, the health advisors, who screened 59-year-old Rex Hewerman upon entering the jail, placed him on the watch. He's currently being held in an undisclosed jail under heightened security. Hewerman is charged with 3 murders and is the prime suspect in a 4th. You want to check out Earth from space? Now you can.
A new real-time data collection resource called the Earth Information Center is now online.
You're going to see real-time information that is being beamed to the Earth from dozens of spacecraft about a particular issue, and then you will see the hyperwall change, and it will give you additional data from other assets in space.
NASA head Bill Nelson says you'll be able to access data about climate, weather, and natural resource matters on our home planet. You can check it out at GIS.earthdata.nasa.gov.
I'm John Schaefer.
Sports champs are making plans to visit the White House.
The Houston Astros will visit on August 7th to celebrate their 2022 World Series title, while the Las Vegas Aces are set to be honored for their 2022 WNBA title on August 25th. The Astros claimed their second title in the last 6 years with a win over the Philadelphia Phillies last season. The Aces won their first ever championship and the first title for the city of Las Vegas with a finals win over the Connecticut Sun last year. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Don't you think that sometimes they're just playing with you? I mean, why didn't they just say it was sugar or something else or not even report on it? But to say that, you know... that it was a terrible white powder drug, and then they couldn't even tell us the truth after 10 days investigating, all in the face of, here you have another case where they're looking into a pizza box and they're able to pull out DNA to identify a killer that basically has been involved in a cold case for, what, 10 years or so? Liz Peek is with us. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. You know, I'll tell you, if you're an author and you want to write fiction or... Yeah, you know, this could be a good time because you got plenty of storylines to play with, right?
Oh, yeah, who needs fiction when the White House gives us one implausible storyline after another, Bill? I mean, yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen a more profoundly dishonest White House. I mean, on big things, little things, economic policies, whatever. Even, you know, when the Washington Post begins to award Pinocchios to the President of the United States.
Exactly.
You know, a Democrat President of the United States, you know they're not doing something right. But this thing, you know, I mean, it's pretty astonishing because here we have a time when Americans are profoundly distrustful of our law enforcement agencies, the FBI, the IRS, all these groups that appear to have a very significant tilt in how they enforce our laws. And so this pretty minor thing really comes along, this cocaine issue. And, you know, they just, it's so obviously not handled appropriately. Look, if it was the president's son, Hunter Biden, who left this, I get it. That's just a monstrous embarrassment to the White House. But don't lie to us and don't treat us like children. I mean, think about this. So apparently 500 people maybe had gone towards or near this particular vestibule where this cocaine was left. And the fact that there's no DNA, no fingerprints, do you mean he was wearing gloves in the middle of July? Don't you think we would see
and
that?
Nobody, you know, and none of the security would have noticed? They would have noticed gloves.
The whole thing is so preposterous. Right. And, you know, it has been charged that Hunter has relapsed and that this is evidence of that because he can't obviously go out and buy cocaine on the market. So this is a drop. I have no idea. Those are allegations. Yeah. But unfortunately, because the White House is so preposterously stonewalling this thing, it gives rise to all this rumor and speculation. And it, you know what? It's bad for the country. It just demolishes faith in our institutions.
Exactly.
And boy is that faith at a low ebb right now.
Exactly. And like you said, it just ruins everything. Because anything that, I mean, everybody's getting Pinocchios. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre, they're giving her Pinocchios. I mean, there's plenty of Pinocchios going all around. You know, Merrick Garland, of course, he's got so many, he can't even contain them or count them anymore. And Dr. Fauci, I mean, the crosshairs are all over him, and they're finding out that here's somebody who doesn't work for the government anymore, supposedly, but he still has security and a limousine at the people's expense.
Yeah, and frankly, look, you know what? I think he probably needs it because he has been so instrumental in some of the worst things that have been done in this country in my lifetime. You know, basically suppressing free speech about a pandemic that we didn't know the origin of, kind of stifling dissent, talking about how I am science. Oh, my God. I mean, excuse me, but that is, he is the most arrogant, willfully, you know, kind of preposterous person in the administration. So my guess is there are death threats against them all the time. People who lost loved ones because they weren't able to access ivermectin and they think that was something that might have helped them, or hydroxychloroquine. Exactly. I don't have the answers, but guess what? Neither did Anthony Fauci. He has a lot to be very, very regretful about. And the problem is he is not at all. He thinks he did everything right. He thinks that suppressing dissent amongst a scientific community is perfectly acceptable. No, Bill, it is not. And so, you know, do I think there's a target on Fauci? Probably. There are probably a lot of lunatics out there who would like to get their hands on him. So if he's getting security, that's why. As to a limo, I have no idea why that should be. I don't think it should. But anyway, that's probably part of the deal and try and keep him from being bumped off. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the problem you have here is that, see, Fauci is kind of the poster child of the arrogance of this administration in this current era. That's the issue here, because it all sticks out. I mean, this ideology, this fixed ideology they had that they knew better than 330 million people who are out there experiencing COVID every day and going, wait a minute, hydroxychloroquine worked for me. It saved my dad, or, you know, ivermectin or whatever. Oh, remdesivir. Keep the family away from remdesivir and off a ventilator. Those two combinations are a death prescription. And what were they prescribing? The very thing that was killing people. And then on top of this, I mean, as you and I have discussed before, and of course it's so evil to even think, you see, you and I don't think about the willful desires for people to call the herd. They have this penthouse, and this is not to insult anybody that lives in a penthouse, but anyway, this kind of ivory tower perspective that the earth has too many people. And even when you have somebody the other day, who was it that, it was the vice president who said something about cutting back the population. Right? And they go, oh, well, that was kind of like a, you know, she meant something else.
You know, the natural defense for Kamala Harris is always, she doesn't make any sense anyway. So why did we take this particular comment seriously? I don't know what she was talking about. It looked like it was in her prepared remarks.
Exactly.
So honestly, it's completely mystifying. And she hasn't, I don't think she's tried to clear that up, has she?
No, it's been her staff that's tried, whatever's left of her staff. She gets that and loses it. But, I mean, between her and Uncle Joe, like you say, you get these two insane people there, and you go, well, you know they're crazy. So why are you paying attention? Well, because he's the president of the United States, and she's the vice president of the United States.
No.
So forgive me, you know, right?
It's interesting. There's increasing rumors that maybe Gavin Newsom is going to jump into the race. Maybe someone else. You know, it is inconceivable to me, inconceivable, that Joe Biden is going to be president for another 4 years. I don't think he's going to be the candidate, but something's got to happen pretty soon, because they can't have a big dust up in December, a month away from the first primaries, and say, oh, Joe isn't feeling well, he's not going to run. Because then you've got Kamala Harris, and the Democrats cannot tolerate having Kamala Harris as their candidate. She could not beat anybody running for president. So it's, I mean, they're in a pickle, and but all this stuff they're doing, I was just reading an article about the revised effort to cancel student loans, which could end up costing $500 billion. What is
exactly
he doing?
Or,
buying votes is what he's doing, but it's pretty damned offensive.
Well, and that's what you say, you know, Liz. People, you can know what they're going to do by what they've done. And he's done this repeatedly.
Yeah.
So why are we surprised? That's the only language that he knows, just like, you know, warming up to babies when they don't want to. I mean, he rejects a four-year-old grandchild, but then he's trying to snuggle up with some child in a greeting line that was so weird.
Yes, it's so weird.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that video really, really gave me hives, I have to say.
I think everybody cringed to watch that and go, oh, no, stop it. Anyway, got to go break. We've got more from Liz Pink after this. Stay with
Silver
us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for Silver Solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other Silver Solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
News Control.
contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz, as we were talking about, there's so many options. The guns are aimed, whether it's at Merrick Garland, Dr. Fauci, Joe Biden, the leadership of the Republican Party. And Kevin McCarthy is saying, look, it's, I want to go after Garland. I think Garland is the linchpin. Let me set this up in just a little bit, because I think this is strategy here, is that in light of all the ducks that are in a row here, who is the critical one to topple that could possibly, you know, cause this whole, you know, this whole house of cards to fold? What do you think?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of momentum at attacking Merrick Garland and possibly impeaching him. I think they have evidence that he lied to Congress, that he has obstructed justice, obstructed an investigation into Hunter Biden, and I think that's grounds for impeachment. I think that's probably fair. I'm not sure that does the trick. I'm not sure that having Chris Wray still heading up the FBI
exactly.
is not going to lead to continued misconduct by the FBI. But getting the Uber boss, the guy that's directing Chris Wray, out of the way. Now, mind you, Democrats, Joe Biden's going to come in with somewhat equally partisan, equally ready probably to do the will of the White House. So I'm not sure there'll be, but it's a message. And I think, I also think, Bill, to get people, I see an awful lot of Twitter commentary from Republicans saying, yeah, they're going to have these hearings, but nothing will come of it. People are angry. People are angry at what the left did to Donald Trump. They're angry about the way the people who went to the rally on the Capitol Hill, and even those who did very little wrong, were slammed into prison, et cetera, at a time when people are assaulting other people on the subway and they're not going to prison. I think there is just such anger in this country about the way people on the right are being treated. So this would be a very symbolic thing, possibly. I think it's probably the right thing, because Merrick Garland has turned out to be really a pretty horrible attorney general.
Well, all this stuff is happening in such a way, as you said, and people are getting angry about it. Maybe it needs to get to this point, Liz, to where, you know, in 2024, whoever is elected is the person that's elected with such a mandate to get serious about cleaning the mess up. You know, I think Donald Trump, when he went in, he said, look, we got a deep state. We're going to drain the swamp. I don't think he realized the depth of the swamp. How could you? How could you unless you're there? But he has a better idea. And I think because he has a better idea, that's why the Democratic Party especially is so concerned about Donald Trump coming in. Because when you look over everybody, all these candidates on both sides, including RFK. And I like some of the things that RFK is saying, nonetheless, you think, OK, who is the one? If you had to put your money on the line, who is the one that's going to go in and seriously clean up the mess? Because, like you said, it's Christopher Wray, it's Mayorkas, it's layers of bureaucrats that Barack Obama had molded in before he left office. I mean, it goes rather deep, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and yes, Obama was certainly party to the deep state creation, because as he left office, he made a lot of formerly political appointment jobs, regular bureaucrat jobs. In other words, he didn't have to be appointed to them. So his people who were in place stayed on. But I think it actually goes deeper than that. I think there's a certain kind of person who wants to work for the government, just like there's a kind of person who wants to work in academia. They want to have their futures and their benefits totally taken care of. And I think they look to the Democratic Party to make sure that happens. Democrats enable the growth of the bureaucratic state. They reward the growth of the bureaucratic state. They're the ones who push through big price salary increases and protections. People don't realize how protected government employees are. It's extremely hard to fire anybody because the unions, and it's more or less a union, controls everything and protects everybody. So it's very hard to make a change in this, but look, it has to keep happening. And frankly, the more Republicans in the White House, you get Republican people, more or less, in some of these agencies at pretty high levels, and that helps.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is I want to honor the Gary Shapleys of the world within our government that are there. They seem to be apolitical. They just want to do their job. They don't want to get caught up in all this political mishmash that they're entangled in. Now their jobs, their livelihood, their passions are going to be clipped, Liz. I feel sorry. You know, I feel sorry for what the consequences could be for them because they're honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And, you know, we have to make sure that those people are protected, they're encouraged. Look, I mean, I don't know about you. I feel overwhelmed by the amount of things that are going on in our government that are really deplorable. And as someone who writes columns, I have 10 ideas a day. For example, this is not particularly fascinating, but the whole idea that Janet Yellen is now in China, as has Anthony Blinken before her, trying to get them to help us with what? I mean, China's economy is in very big trouble, and China's retaliating against the United States for everything we tried to do. I think the efforts we are making to rein in China are so misguided and just clumsy. You know, we sort of say, well, we can't export high-end chips. So they're saying, okay, we're not going to export to you the ingredients for those high-end chips. Well, did anyone actually look at the supply chain before promulgating these rules and regulations? I just think, honestly, it's most, I just think it's inept. This White House is so inept. And that's not a great political talking point. It doesn't get people really wound up. But when you have a government taking over more and more of our economy, which this one is, this is central planning run amok, telling us we need to buy EVs instead of gas-powered cars. And also, guess what? EV inventories are 92 days on dealer lots. Gas-powered cars are like 45 days. What does that tell you? People aren't buying them, Bill.
That's right.
As much
exactly.
As the government keeps telling us we have to buy EVs to save the planet. Okay, well, you go buy an EV. I'm going to stick with my, you know, my Ford Bronco that I like that's not an EV. Because that's what I like to drive. And they're just, they're trying to control everything, and they're doing it badly.
Yeah, and not to mention, when you run out of power, I'll give you a lift. I'll stop by and I'll pick you up my fossil fuel, my oil combustible engine, and get you to your destination. Thank you very much. This is absurd,
well,
but
I mean,
you're exactly right.
We're making this big push for everything that requires all these batteries. And yet we're not allowing mines to open that create the materials for those batteries. You know, I mean, you could just go on and on. This government doesn't know what they're doing. They've got a high-end agenda, which really is a very, I think, misguided one, and is totally in the thrall of liberal elites, wealthy liberal elites who think they know best, and they're trying to convince the American people to do what they want, and it's not working.
It's all based on theory, Liz. I mean, there's no practical leadership. You and I have been around business long enough to know, really, this is a leadership issue. That's the problem. You know, there's nobody to step out, you know, Joe Biden or anybody who are listening to these think tankers, and they come out with these ideas. It's like, it reminds me of the academia coffee clutches where they all sit around and postulate and theorize and everything, and then they come out like as if they've just, you know, like Moses have come down from the hill with Ten Commandments or something. It's just amazing.
That's right. I mean, it started during Obama. Remember, Obama had all these professorial types in the White House, and that's exactly right. It was sort of like spinning out these conjectures about how things work. And guess what? They're wrong. They're half the time they're wrong. So, and there's no, I think it is leadership. It's also management. Nobody is really sort of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and making sure we know how EV progress has to be made. They don't know.
Anyway, well, because if everything's still on theory, Liz, it's all a process. You know, that's why they always get stuck in the process. We just need more time. We're figuring it out. Don't worry. Trust us. And there's no indication at any point and benchmark because, again, you and I have been in business along where we've worked with people and said, okay, Liz, you know, this is your cause. Show me the benchmarks that we're moving in the right direction. You know, and if you don't have the benchmarks to talk about and give surety to the leadership, you're done.
Yeah, and they are.
They are. It's just the rest of America is starting to catch up and realizing, you know, the king is buck naked. He ain't wearing no clothes, Liz Peek. I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for being with us,
as always. Have a great day.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is eyeing another interest rate hike in September. A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't quite clear yet. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house, car, or other big-ticket item. A blistering heat wave felt across the Southwest is showing no signs of letting up. Phoenix hit 110 degrees yesterday for a record-tying 18th consecutive day. Temperatures of at least 115 degrees are in the forecast for the next several days. Meantime, tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California and Nevada. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp time. Yes, my good buddy is with us. We're going to talk about, tips for unlocking spiritual growth. And we need to do this because what we're seeing here is the battle that is raging. It is really out of our pay grade and beyond us. I mean, this is a spiritual battle that is taking place. And in order to warrior up and to be prepared and have equity on the battlefield, we need to connect with the spiritual elements and the powers of our being. Right, Jeff Kemp?
We do. You know, C.S. Lewis said that we are not just bodies with souls. We are souls with bodies. The part of us that's going to last is the soul. And the body lasts for, you know, 80 years, 70 years, 50 years. You don't know, but it's a short period of time. That doesn't minimize the value and the preciousness and the excellence of this opportunity to live here on Earth. But hey, Bill, you deal in the news all day long, and you don't even need to deal in the news. Everyone's got some heartache going on in their life.
Right.
We all know this world is broken. This is not the final destination or condition that a perfect God intended. And so that would mean that there's a bigger picture, and the spiritual is the bigger picture. It's the soul. It's connecting to God. It's who you will be for eternity. And as you referred to, there's not just a battle between, you know, staying healthy and getting sick, having a job or getting fired, having no bad weather or, you know, handling tornadoes and natural disasters, having your kids taught exactly what you want in school versus some ideology that you think is destructive and damaging, you know, left against right. Those aren't the main battle.
Mm.
You know, as intense as some of them are getting, the main battle is that Satan rebelled from God and wants to take humanity away from God with him.
Exactly.
And then lie and deceive and move them towards death for eternity, which is a soul apart from God.
Mm-hmm.
But God beat him through Jesus, gave us the Holy Spirit, and he said, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. They're spiritual powers. So please tap into my Holy Spirit and call upon me to defeat the enemy, just like Jesus did in the temptation in the desert.
Well, it comes down to a choice, Jeff, the way I'm seeing it. And the reason, you know, I wanted to talk to you about this, especially because you're out there, you're contacting, you're huddling up with guys across the country. I'm hearing from men as well and from women that seem so overwhelmed by what's happening on the surface. And as you say, you know, we're like the prophet that is there, and our sidekick is going, wow, man, it looks like we're getting surrounded here. We've got, you know, chariots are coming after us and the whole deal. And it's enough to make you nervous. And the prophet who has eyes to see says, chill. That what you're seeing is not of the enemy. It is of the Spirit of God. See, and I think that all this is happening right now, in a sense, that can be overwhelming, Jeff. And I get that. That's what I'm hearing from this guy. They're overwhelmed because at every turn, you know, and they're thinking, you know, oh, my God, I've really messed up. I have not been the spiritual father that my kids need to be. And here we are. We're getting run over with this tsunami of, you know, of delusion and perversion and everything. And it's like, what do we do? You know, how can I make up for this lost time, right?
Revolution.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Jesus said, and he was quoted, you can find it in John 16:33, and I joke about it and say that I read from the NFL version of the Bible. He said, in this life, you're going to get blitzed, but
yes.
Don't panic. I've overcome the blitz. Well, prior to that point of saying, in this world, you will have trouble,
yes.
But don't fear, I've overcome the world. He said, I have come that you would have peace. And it's a peace that is not of this world. And then he admits, but in this world, you will have much trial and tribulation. Now, he was speaking to us, but most directly to his disciples at the time, who they had much tribulation, didn't they? I mean, they were beaten and attacked and arrested, and many of them.
Well, all but one of them martyred. Yeah, exactly.
Martyred. Yeah. So, their trouble was bigger than ours. Okay, and there were spiritual forces behind the people who wanted to kill them, and there were spiritual forces behind the negative things happening today. Like, let's say your marriage is really messed up, and you and your wife or husband just can't avoid the same repeated argument and insults, and it feels hopeless, and it just feels like your spouse is your enemy. You know what? Your spouse is not your enemy. Satan is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
The devil wants to divide. You need to team up, and if you're struggling to team up with your spouse, team up with another man. If you're a man, another woman. If you're a woman, mm-hmm. get some people praying for you to change, and for healing for your spouse, and for healing for your marriage. God can respond to prayer if you stop opposing your spouse. And don't even treat the person who's on that that media network or that Twitter feed that's saying atrocious things, or that school board person who's, you know, doing something that you think is heinous and damaging to kids. That person is not the enemy.
Mm. Satan, well, yeah.
Who fools us is the enemy.
Exactly.
And we need to be against the ideas, but still show grace and pray for people to find Jesus the Savior. That will calm our heart, give us more of that peace that transcends understanding.
Well, and you're exactly right. God pursues us with his peace, his shalom. And that's what we're to pray. We're to pray that over our families, our lives, our businesses, our marriages, our kids. And the thing I would, you remind me, Jeff, of this, of course, Ephesians 6:12, that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And you need to write this on the mirror, in your bathroom, your refrigerator, everywhere you go, maybe throughout the house, if it's in several places, just to remind yourself that it's not your wife you're fighting against. It's these principalities, these spirits. And guess what? They're here. We've been warned that they're here. I mean, they're being manifested every turn. That's what's manifesting itself on the streets of America today, in the classrooms, at every turn, and how they're coming after our kids. And, you know, we people right now, they cannot talk enough about the Sound of Freedom movie and the expository and the revelation of the kind of child human trafficking that's taking place in our southern borders opened, and we realize that America is the number one consumer of human trafficking and child sex. America, Jeff. You see, this is not flesh and blood. This is spiritual manifestation, the principalities that we're fighting against, that we need to armor against and come against, right?
Yeah, and I think to have our eyes opened, as you are, to a spiritual battle and to what you say, you know, the Bible calls principalities, is very important. With that is also the necessity of remembering how big God is, yeah, how good God is, how sovereign God is, how powerful God is, and how victorious Jesus Christ is by raising from the dead and defeating Satan and his legions and death and sin and evil for good. And Jesus will return and bring complete justice.
Exactly.
We should work for justice, but work for justice more for other people, like Jim Caviezel's character in that movie, okay? Mm-hmm. Working for the justice of the oppressed and the abused, the weak and the vulnerable. But we get carried away working for our own justice, thinking, I don't deserve to be treated like that. I don't deserve to have my good country go down the tubes. I need to work for my justice. No. God is victorious. Do not panic. Don't get fretful. Pray more. And remember who the real enemy is, and that the real victor God is way, way stronger than the
exactly.
enemy.
25 seconds. Lead us out in prayer, Jeff.
Well, Father God, we acknowledge you are perfect and that Jesus has come and has risen from the dead and forgiven sin. And anyone who acts like an enemy, we pray that they would come to Jesus Christ and be saved. We pray that you would rescue people from the sex trafficking, human trafficking world, and that you'd help us to win the spiritual battle.
Are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Becoming the surprise hit of the summer, The Sound of Freedom, already grossing more than $85 million at the box office, amazingly, with an A-plus rating. Generally what happens with movies, they come and they start to fade by the second week. This is picking up steam. Their second week was even bigger than the first. This is saying a lot. And I think some people look at this movie and may say, well, that's one of those Christian films. Okay, it transcends that. People from all walks of life and faith are coming to see this movie because this is reality. Some, sadly, have been directly affected by human trafficking, and it's very difficult for them to see what's going on one hand, but on the other hand, they're prayerful, and they're grateful that the eyes of the American people are being opened up to what's happening in the zip codes right around us, in our very own zip codes. Human trafficking, the way it has exploded. This is a powerful movie, and at 100 million, and this interview that we're going to be playing here in just a second is with Tim Ballard and Jim Caviezel. A little bit of a surprise. I didn't expect Tim Ballard to come on, but we had both of them. And so you listen to it in the context that this was recorded right before the movie was released, but it will give you added insight and understanding of Tim Ballard's life and what motivated him to go out and save kids. It's an incredible story of courage, a true story. Listen. Surprise, surprise, Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the dynamic duo, to be talking about this new film, Sound of Freedom, that stars Jim, and it's the story of Tim Ballard. It breaks out nationwide on July the 4th. Jim and Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill, too.
Hey, Jim, it's been a while since you and I have talked, and it's good to be talking to you again. How did the story of Tim Ballard come to your attention?
Well, it first started with me adopting three children in China, and I became very well aware of the dangers that children go through globally, even through adoptions and all that. Tim, Eduardo Verástegui, I'd heard of Tim. There was some stuff on him that I saw, but Eduardo, the producer, brought this great project to me with the brilliant director Alejandro Monteverdi, and it was really a no-brainer to do this because the script was so good. I looked at it and said, wow, this is like Taken, but with a much bigger heart.
Yeah. Well, Tim Ballard, this is your story. You're a federal agent. You quit your job and devote your life to rescuing children around the world from human trafficking. Tell us about that, Tim.
Well, I spent 12 years as a special agent, undercover operator for Department of Homeland Security, and I hit a case in 2012 that I couldn't work it with the government. It was interpreted to be outside of the jurisdiction of the U.S., and I knew we could rescue over 100 kids. And so it was a tough place to be. You know, stay and rescue the kids meant I had to quit my job or keep my job and let the kids go unrescued. And really, I credit my wife, who basically said, you're going to quit your job. We're going to do this. And that kind of kicks off a roller coaster ride that you can watch when you see The Sound of Freedom.
And Tim, you're a man of faith, as Jim is.
Yeah.
And this was important. This is pivotal, you know, in terms of your commitment and dedication to saving kids. I mean, you know, this is a process, you know, that you went through to understand how horrific and how mistreated these children were being treated. And it's around the world. It was not just in Honduras or the areas that you served, right?
Absolutely. This is the problem that's just everywhere. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. The United States is the number one consumer of child exploitation material. We're number three for destination countries, human trafficking. So it's everywhere. But I'd say that, you know, a big part of the source of the problem is the United States. And so I hope this film that releases domestically on July 4th wakes up America to the fact that on our Independence Day, we should be giving children their freedom.
Amen. Jim Caviezel, The story, as you said, with the adoption of three children, this has become personal for you, and especially enlarged as we read more and more about human trafficking. We see our open borders in the South, and human traffickers en masse are coming into the United States. I mean, America's children could be even much more threatened as a result, right?
Oh, no question. I mean, think of this. The Rose Bowl Stadium holds 100,000 people, just over that, 105. Over 300,000 children last year were lured into the commercial sex trade in the United States. So why this is something that has not been, I'm giving an example. I'll finish this thought right here by an example. I was watching Miss Rodas, who was giving her testimony to the Congress on April 26th. And she swore to the fact that, and submitted evidence, that 85,000 children crossed into our border and disappeared. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing in the news the next day. Not worthy enough to make the news. That makes no sense to me. I believe that a lot of the three-letter agencies are full well aware. How can they not know this?
Exactly.
It's like I can't think of an example right now that just makes me. It's like winning 1,000 hands in a row at blackjack. It's impossible. How can you not? It's impossible. So, my greatest concern of this is the parents. And when I talk to them and they're like, oh, I don't know about this, I say, come on, man. Do you not know that you, as a parent, a mother, a father, your job is to protect your own child? This film is the ability to weaponize you so that you can fully understand how routinely it occurs and to understand what to look for when those things come that are out there. That's, imagine being on the 4th of July and all of a sudden you see, wow, that guy over there is something out of the, and there's an anomaly about this guy, something
exactly.
That's just off. And that's how you get weaponized. And
right.
Can we love God's children more than we fear evil? And as a great statesman once said, that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid.
Yes, exactly. Tim, this movie, Sound of Freedom, as I said, this is your story. and the impact that it will have on people who come. I mean, this is going to open up, what, in 3,500 theaters across the country as a wide release on July the 4th, which is, as you stated, you know, brilliantly, that it is representative of our freedom. And we need to open the doors of freedom. And as Jim was just saying, is that we need to increase our curiosity as to what's going on. Because we may think, oh, that only happens overseas, but this is happening in a zip code near you, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I have a documentary to follow called It's Happening Right Here that's going to follow the Sound of Freedom. We get into it. We get into every way that the access points in this country where children are being devoured by predators. And so I hope this film wakes everybody up and we can start saving more kids.
Well, Jim, this is a powerful story of heroism. And certainly it's going to resonate with Americans. And I don't know how you come out of this movie and not be so motivated to do something about this. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up for us. Go ahead.
Inspiration. That's the biggest word out of this. This isn't a film where you look, this is not a documentary. There's a lot of Hitchcock things we do in this. So you're not going to be, it's not going to be in your face, but it's going to come to your heart. It's going to ask a deep question, and it's incredibly inspiring because at the risk of your own life, would you save your own child? And I think most people would. This film is going to inspire you that, first of all, in our world, our country, that we need to start waking up our statesmen in Washington. It has got to come from the people. It cannot come from our government. Our people were given a gift by God to have a republic. We have inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there's no coincidence it's in that order. Because without your life, you have no liberty. And without your life, you have no happiness. Our children's lives worth the risk of your own? That's a question.
You know, Jim, you talk about saving your own child. There's that touching moment in the movie when the father, Tim has already saved the son, and pretty much wants to say, okay, well, you know, that's about the best we can do. And he notices the picture, the family picture on your desk, and says, imagine one of your children not being in that picture. Boy, that is a powerful moment, and that says a lot right there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, a little fear goes a long ways. And sometimes just a little bit of fear keeps you sharp. But a little bit of pain. And the pain that Tim would have seen and been through is the screams of those little kids. But
yeah,
they can also motivate you. And Tim has used his gift, as I've used my gift as an actor, and the filmmakers came together. And we have lightning in a bottle. Please, do yourself a favor and get inspired on the 4th of July or thereafter. Thank you.
Where can they go for more information, Tim? I'm going to let you direct, and we'll wrap it up. Go ahead.
Angel.com /freedom. Buy your tickets. 2 million tickets we want sold. 2 million people representing the 2 million children currently enslaved. And let's fill those theaters up. And you can buy tickets, by the way, for others if you have the option to buy tickets for those who might not be able to otherwise afford it. So let's do this. Let's make a movement out of this. And we really need you to buy the tickets before, because we're running out of theaters.
So, exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the call is out there. Jim Caviezel, Tim Ballard, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a